Okay, so I was thinking and praying about what to bring today. And so I really felt like God wanted me to spend some time in Joel and also some time in Ezekiel. So thinking about where I feel like the Lord wanted us to go, I felt like I wanted to consider, you know, how we get to places where we are. How do we get where we are? Okay? So here I am, and I'm over here, and I'm, you know, thinking about this and that and the other thing, and, you know, I go back here, and I'm just, you know, doing this and that and the other thing, you know, talking, thinking, you know, reading, meditating on things. And then all of a sudden, I'm here, and I'm not sure how I got here from there. And so I wanted to talk with us about, or think with you about, some of the things that we tend to do that tend to cause us to either get to a place that we don't want to be, or cause us to forget truth that has been spoken to us, and cause us to begin believing a lie. Because we don't want to believe lies, we know where they come from, the pit of hell. So, when I'm looking at Joel, verse 4 of chapter 1, it says, "What the chewing locust left, the gobbling locust ate. What the gobbling locust left, the munching locust ate. What the munching locust left, the chomping locust ate." And I thought about that. I thought, well, that's four different kinds of locusts. I wonder what the difference is. So when I looked at the definitions of these four different words, I found it to be really interesting. Because chewing, one of the definitions is to meditate on something deliberately. So maybe a thought comes into your mind, an offense or a thought about something that you always thought you believed, but you are starting to think maybe that's not true. Or a word God has given you, and it hasn't come to pass. And so maybe you start thinking, okay, well, that was maybe not from the Lord. And so you start to meditate on it on purpose, deliberately. And that pulls away, that chews away some of what God has for us, some of what God has for us individually and as a body. And then gobbling is to devour hastily, to seize upon hastily. So after I'm thinking about this lie I'm believing or this thought, now I'm all about it. So as soon as somebody says or does something, first thing I do, that's my go-to. Oh, that's it. That's what's going on. And what you need to understand about me is, I almost never figure out what's going on until somebody tells me what's going on. Okay? So then munching is to chew with steady or vigorous working of the jaws. So that means then after that idea has taken root in my heart, in my spirit, not only am I going to be is that going to be my jump to thought, my jump to belief in this lie, but I'm also going to really get loud about it, okay? So I may get loud enough that other people are going to hear me chewing on it, if you take my meaning, okay? So as I'm chewing on this, I'm making maybe more and more division between myself and the other people around me. Excuse me. And maybe I'm pulling some people with me, I don't know, or maybe not. But because I'm being so loud about it, it's not very edifying to the rest of the people around me. And finally, the chomping locust, it means to grip or tear with your teeth, to bite upon or to grind, especially impatiently. And when I think about chomping, I think about eating a piece of beef jerky. Grab onto it, and I'm chewing on it, and I'm ripping it off, and I'm just getting it and digging into it. And sometimes that's how our belief in a lie can take root really deeply in our hearts and in our minds. There is hope. Joel 2:25. I'll make up for the years of the locust, the great locust devastation. Locust ravage, locust savage, locust deadly, fierce locust, locust of doom, that great locust invasion. So, even though we may have made mistakes, even though we have chosen perhaps to believe a lie, even though we may be going in a direction that we don't want to go in, God can make that change. God can repay. God can pay back. He can redeem. Think about if you have your house is going into foreclosure. He can and will. He says he will. I will make up for the years. He will buy that back. He will pay for it. Even though it wasn't his problem, he will pay for it. Isaiah 55, verse 8 through 13. I don't think the way you think. This is God. The way you work isn't the way I work, God's decree. For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment that I gave them. So his word is life to us. So you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. You'll be led into a whole and complete life. The mountains and hills will lead the parade, bursting with song. All the trees of the forest will join the procession, exuberant with applause. No more thistles, but giant sequoias. No more thorn bushes, but stately pines. Monuments to me, to God, living and everlasting evidence of God. So, no matter what we have thought, we've done, we've said, whatever, not only will he redeem it, but we are going to be led forth in joy and peace as a result of our surrendering those things to him and allowing him to make provision, to repay back those things that we have lost. Another example of redemption is in Ezekiel 37. Can you play the first video, please?
The hand of the Lord was upon me, brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the voice of the Lord. I will make breath into you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath and say to it, 'Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live.'" So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
So the Lord desires to restore those things that we have given away, lost, chosen to leave behind. He desires to restore those things. But in order to restore those things, in order for them to really come to life, he has to breathe life back into them. And for him to breathe life back into them, we need to be willing to allow him to do that. So what I would like you to do is I would like you to think about if there's a word that you feel that you received and you feel like it's dead. It's just dry bones. Nothing has happened. It hasn't come true to what you understand. If there are dreams that you have had of things that you wanted to do for the Lord, or even dreams that you had personally in your professional life, your personal life, that you wanted to see happen, and you feel like are dreams that the Lord has given you. They fall in line under Scripture. They don't contradict Scripture or, the leading of the Lord. What I want you to do is I want you to give them to him and allow him to breathe life into them while we listen to this music, Hand them to him and ask him to revive them and breathe life into them.
Breath of God.